Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome, welcome to this night of prayer. We bless God for this day that He has made. We'll surely rejoice. We'll surely rejoice. Yes, welcome all, welcome all, welcome all, welcome all, welcome all. And we bless you. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you for being here. We're going to pray tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for, what I call a D-Day prayer? Something must give. Something must give. That is the aggression that we are approaching tonight with. Something must give. Something must give. Hallelujah. 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 Before we start, let me just commit this time to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We thank you tonight. As we begin to pray, we invite you, invite the Holy Spirit. Even those that are still joining us, Lord, we pray that they will be on time and they will not miss anything. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now there are two, I believe that the Lord has been speaking to all of you. All of you. And I believe that some of us, if not all of us, have started getting answers to our prayers in signs, in dreams, confirmations, and everything. Indeed, God has been speaking. There are just two dreams that have been shared with me that I want to, touch on tonight. The first one, it's a dream where one of you saw that, hope everybody's here, because I don't want people to miss this messages as well. Indeed, this was timely. This is the right time we should be praying this kind of prayer. We thank God. We bless God indeed. And we are beginning to experience and hear things that are happening and that are exciting. I just want to share these two dreams with you. The first one is a dream where this person saw me praying in the church and sitting on a chair on the throne, and I was really, really praying. And there were people from church. Looks like some came from church that were eating, enjoying themselves, and I was praying. And that was the dream. And I'll tell you what it actually means. In fact, I was praying and sweating with hands lifted, and there were these people that were sitting and enjoying and so on and so on. So, which means that they have been people in the ministry that were planted by the enemy. And these are the people that were stealing and enjoying the answers of our prayers. We were planted by the devil in our midst. Some of them will look like Christians, and they will do everything that we all do. They look like us in every sense, but they were planted. And God Almighty has revealed it. For the sake of those who just came in, let me just repeat this, that there are two dreams that I'm going to touch on tonight because they are relevant. The one dream, I just received it now. Actually, I've not even told this person what it means. Just now, a few minutes ago, this person will hear the meaning with everybody now. And the other one is a dream where I was seen sitting on the throne chair, the one that sits, it's normally on the stage, and I had my hands lifted up and praying, like seriously, praying and sweating. And then there were people who were seated behind me, and they were eating, like enjoying nice food, having a good time. That was the end of the dream. So I'm interpreting the dream right now because we are praying that God should do what? Should reveal the enemy of the synagogue. And he's responding almost immediately. And I'm sure all of you, he has said things to you in dreams you may not understand. Pray about it. If still you don't understand, you can share it with me. You can share it with me. Amen. All right. So what does it mean? It means that God does answer your prayers. God does answer our prayers. Indeed, He's faithful. Everything that you have ever prayed for, there has been an answer. But you see, the enemy planted weeds in our midst, evil plants, evil people who are agents who steal your blessings, things that have come down from heaven for you. They would steal them and enjoy them. Whilst we continue to pray and asking God for this, they are eating and enjoying. Two things I want you to understand from this revelation is that God has revealed that this is partly an inside job, that the enemy does have his people in our midst. Sometimes it's unavoidable. In every place, in every church, there are those that will be planted, but it is over now. Once it's exposed, it loses its meaning. The devil flourish in secrecy. That's where his strength is. That's why his deeds are called the deeds of darkness. So the real power is in secrecy. Once it is known, then it loses its power. You'll see that some of them, they will never set their foot here again. Because they know that somebody saw them. You see, when you have a dream or a vision like that, they literally see your face looking at them. They literally see your face looking at them, meaning you have seen them. Once the enemy is seen, he loses power. And that is the first thing. The second thing is that it teaches us also that we need to pray for the protection of our answers. So what does that mean? Is that every time we ask for something from God, everyone in the ministry remember that. Me praying does not only talk about me, it's talking about all of you. That dream represents all of you in your prayer life. Now, it teaches us that when we ask God for something, He responds. But unfortunately, what we do is we pray and pray and pray and ask God every single day, 3 times a day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. The problem is that, you know, like Daniel, the Bible says that, you know, he fasted for 21 days, yes. I'm not saying that it's not necessary to fast for a long time, as God directs. But if you look at that particular prayer, he was answered on the first day, we know that. But the angel that brought the answer was hindered for that 21 day. The rest of the 20 days was hindered by the devil. So, in other words, it means that day two, his prayer was supposed to change. Okay, I hope you are hearing me. Day two, the prayer was supposed to take another format. He was supposed to change tactics day two if he knew that the answer was released. Then the focus should be on the transportation of the prayer. Yes. So you pray a different kind of prayer if you know that you have been answered. But between the answer and you receiving the answer, it's a process. And it takes a different kind of prayer. It takes a different kind of prayer. It takes warfare prayer. It takes protection kind of prayer. Warfare kind of prayer. So in other words, once we have prayed and asked for things, then our focus must move to pray for the protection, to be guarded by angels. Pray and support the warfare that is going on in heaven, in the heavenlies, for your answers to reach you and I. Okay? So we have to be engaged in a different kind of prayer. But as you know, we'll be praying the same thing forever. Fighting is one thing. You can do that every day. But if you are petitioning and asking anything from God, He hears us when we do ask. Not only that, whenever we declare blessings, and it's very important for you children of the synagogue, because many a times, blessings are released upon our lives. Blessings are released. Now, when blessings are released, when we make declarations, we believe that something is happening. I'm not joking. And things do happen. There was a prophet that once visited the ministry, and when he came, it was during the week, I think. It was not a service. You know, he couldn't keep quiet about what he was seeing in the church. The things that were there, he was shocked. And he wanted to know if the people in this place really know what has been provided for them. So there's a lot that God has already done and provided for us. We just need to understand what kind of a prayer to do and when. Otherwise, our enemies will enjoy our blessings. We'll keep stealing. So we need to pray not this religious kind of prayer that we usually pray. Must pray and fight. Send fire to the evil hands that holds our blessings every time. Don't play. Every time. Once you've asked for something, immediately turn your fury on the devil. Yeah, throw your missiles. Throw whatever you want. Yeah, that's what we must do. Anybody will be waiting to steal, to arrest, to block, because our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. What he says he will do, he will do. So one of the reasons for so-called unanswered prayer is stolen goods, stolen property. There are people who are sitting with stolen property. Tonight is tonight. You see what will happen. We are going to pray. Tonight is tonight. Tonight is tonight. Anybody who sits with a stolen, who's sitting with a stolen property today, is gonna be hell. Hellfire, brimstone is going to fall upon that evil person. Anyone who sits with anything that belongs to you, tonight is tonight. You must pray like, you know what, that the end has come indeed. So those that have been enjoying our blessings, I pity them tonight. I pity them tonight. Amen. So we're going to pray. So that is the first one. The second one, as I said, just received now. I was thinking about the meaning just now. And I realized that I believe that God wants us to even talk about it now. So we are going to talk about it now. Amen. So those who just joined us, I hope you're catching up. And that God has revealed that there are people, evil agents, that have been enjoying some of the blessings that were destined to you. Destined, is that the right word? Destined. Destination. Yeah, destined to you. They were captured. Captured, that's the right word. Along the way, stolen. And agents that have been enjoying what was due to you. That's one of the revelations we've had. And again, when we pray, remember, like Daniel's prayer, God does answer immediately sometimes. And it's time to know that your prayers have been received. It's not only about knowing that your prayers have been answered. No. knowing that your prayers have been received, it's very important. If you ask me, men of God, how do you know that your prayers have been received? We have to train our spirits. When we pray, there's usually a response. You will feel and you will know that it's enough. Don't exceed that. It's not necessary. And many of you will know that if you continue to ask something beyond that moment, it's like you're talking to yourself, if you know what I'm talking about. There's a time that you know that beyond this, I should not be praying. But because you have not seen your answer yet, you keep going. But you can see that now you've become religious. So that moment is important that we should know when it happens. Usually there is feedback from heaven into our spirit that it is done, it's enough. But because our minds and our eyes and our ears are deceiving us, we want to continue to pray. So at that moment, you have to turn your prayers and your fury and your anger on the transportation, on the route that is going to follow to get to you. Guard it. Send angels to look after it, to look over it. Fire of God before it and behind it and on the side. Protect it, cover it, hide it, that the enemy will not see it until it reaches you. No one, put fire on it, no one will touch it. It is your blessing. It is your blessing. It is your blessing. Second one is a dream where there was something like a war, you know, almost like, you know, this person saw that like we are in Israel right now. And we are right there in that war, Gaza, Israel shooting. It's like war. And he says, you know, it's like we were in the houses. And it looks like when the details that this person could remember is that anyone who was wearing white would be safe in that war. So you will not be shot, you will not be, nothing will happen to that as long as they were wearing white. What is interesting that this person said, they saw people running, looking for white clothes, wherever they can get it. They're looking for white clothes. What's the meaning of this? We are at war. We are at war all the time. The enemy doesn't like us, and this is going to continue. This is going to continue. And you know, some of the things that we are praying for or declaring upon our lives will also depend on our standing with God. And I just want to share that quickly. White garments stands for holiness or righteousness. I want to briefly talk about it, because in this hour that we're living in, we need to know that for us to survive, for us to remain under the protection of the Lord, we have to be righteous. We have to live a holy life. Even to enjoy some of the blessings that we are talking about, we need to make sure that we are righteous. Righteousness is very important. Remember the teachings that we have heard in the church that circumcision is a sign of the covenant. Circumcision is the sign of the covenant, meaning that when God sees holiness and circumcised hearts, righteousness, He's reminded of His promises. All we need on our side to keep our part of the covenant is to be righteous. Okay? Is it clear? A covenant is an agreement. Both parties agree to do certain things. On our side, righteousness. On God's side, every blessing that you can think of. So, this is important in the sense that some of us, we are vulnerable to these attacks that seem to destabilize our lives one way or the other because our lives are not right. Okay? So righteousness is key. Righteousness is important. We'll read the scriptures. Proverbs 15 verse 9 says, Proverbs 15 verse 9 says, the Lord detests the way of the wicked, but He loves those who pursue righteousness. You see the important word, pursue, running after righteousness. This person saw people running, looking for white clothes wherever they can get them, is pursuing righteousness. God loves those people who pursue righteousness. Yes. Hallelujah. So God loves. God wants those who do it, who pursue, who run after righteousness. Who run all over the place to find righteousness. Amen. So that is Proverbs 15 verse 9. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but He loves those who pursue what? Righteousness. God loves those who pursue righteousness. So, what is righteousness? Righteousness can also mean justice, justness, or divine holiness. So in a broader sense, then righteousness can be defined as the condition of being acceptable to God as made possible by God. So it's important to understand that there's no righteousness apart from God. Now, there is something called imputed righteousness. Imputed righteousness means that we are righteous by virtue of being the children of God. So that righteousness is imputed upon us because we are born again children of God. So we are righteous. So every child of God is righteous in the sense that the righteousness of Christ has become your righteousness. But there is also, the righteousness that comes by works, by behavior. Meaning it starts first in our heart. We cannot harbor evil. We cannot harbor bad thoughts. We cannot harbor jealousy. We cannot harbor hatred. We cannot harbor any of those things in our hearts. but it's impossible to be righteous apart from God. But through the Holy Spirit, who is able to bear the fruits, the fruits of the Spirit in us, we are able to achieve these things. Amen. So a heart that is right with God results in a life that bears fruit. So you know, it becomes a life that bears fruits, like we find in Galatians 5, 22, 23, okay? Which leads the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So, it's important, Bazalwane, to pursue righteousness. In our sinful state, uncircumcised hearts, we cannot please God. Amen. We cannot please God. You know what happens when a parent is happy with you? He will give you all sorts of things. He will get you all sorts of things because he is pleased with you. Amen. Amen. So, we are going to pray tonight. We're going to pray that God will forgive us our sins. And then from there, after praying, then we can go on to do that. You cannot be in the battlefield without white clothes. You cannot be in the battlefield without what? White clothes. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful dream. A beautiful, beautiful dream. You must not be seen in this battlefield otherwise there will be trouble. Yes. I hope we are getting the message. You cannot be found in this, but this is war. We're going to get what is ours. We're going to get what is ours. Indeed, you're going to declare that this day is a D-Day. Amen. So I want us to pray a prayer of confession. You know, confess our sins. The Bible says that if we do that and we are sincere, He is a faithful and a just God who is able to cleanse us of all our sins, forgive us all our sins, if we will be sincere. So let us be sincere tonight. Let us be sincere tonight and pray that God will forgive us all our sins and clothe us tonight with the white garments that we need to be in this field tonight. It's going to be a wonderful night. I pray that there's nothing that will remain in the hands of our enemies tonight. When we are done tonight, all that is due will be delivered to our addresses today. Any backlog, anything that is wherever it is, this is the night. This is the night. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope we've been blessed and reminded of the things that are important in this issue that we are praying about, which is righteousness. So we're going to pray. I just want us to pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Yes, pray, pray. Just pray, pray, pray. Confess every sin. Confess every disobedience. Confess, 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 confess. Yes, speak whatever you believe that you've been unfaithful, disobedient. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you tonight. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Yes, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Father. Indeed, those who come to you must know that you are holy. They must know that you are holy. Here we come, Lord, we acknowledge that you are holy. We acknowledge that you are holy. Yes, we acknowledge. Yes, Lord, we acknowledge your holiness.
You've been so faithful.
Holy Father, we are.
You've been so faithful. Every step of
the way. The world is tempting us.
Holy Spirit, I'll ever come flood this place.
Yes.
The atmosphere.
Father,
oh, glory, God, our hearts.
Pray that we will have mercy.
Be overcome.
The glory of your presence in our life. That we think are small and
things.
Lord, we confess to sin tonight. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, Father, we pray that every sin. Everything is exposed to you, Lord. Exposed to the Spirit, that it may be washed away. Lord God, we pray tonight. Cleanse us, Lord, so we may be found. Even before we go to the battlefield, Lord, we need to know that. Good ending. Father, we pray. Father, we declare that this righteousness is the best. Help us, Lord. May your spirit bear within us every good property. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray. Pray that the Holy Ghost will be tonight. And help you to overcome your weaknesses. Will give you strength. Grace. Say no to things that you don't want to do. Let us pray, 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 pray. Let's pray that He will fill us with His Spirit. His Spirit that will help us. Pray, 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 pray. Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, we are the end. Oh Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Lord help her. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory. Yes. Are you ready to fire your weapons? Are you ready to open fire on the enemy? Are you ready? Are you ready to blast him tonight? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? We'll go through the scriptures that I sent earlier in the week. Prayer points, from the book of Job, we read, let my adversary be like the wicked, and whomever riseth up against me be like the unjust. And we pray that any power that has followed you and I, since whenever, we don't care since when, anything that has followed you till today, wherever it's coming from, and whatever legal rights that this thing thinks it has to follow you, tonight all rights are taken away in the name of Jesus. All rights for anything to follow you, claiming you, we pray tonight that all rights, all legal rights that the enemy has been using to be in your life and mine and ministry, that all rights are being taken away tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that all rights are being taken, all rights are being removed from the evil one. Rise to attack, rise to devour, rise to take things, rise to follow, rise to monitor whatever right that was given or taken or acquired by any means. Tonight we revoke every right in the name of Jesus Christ. No demon, no evil spirit, no power, no agent will remain with any right to follow you, to follow me, to follow anybody in your family, to follow anybody in your house. Every right is removed. Every right is taken from any spirit that has been following. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Indeed. We may not know how evil people get involved in our lives, but we know that some of them is because they can see your rising. They can see the star upon your life. They can see the favor that is upon your life. They can see your rising. And this brings about fear, jealousy upon them. Spirit of competition, which frustrate them because they cannot run with you. They cannot run with you. They cannot compete with you. Yes. So, tonight we pray, hallelujah, tonight we're praying against these agents in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are praying, we are agreeing that this is it. This is it. Everything is being revealed. Everything, every force over your life, over your family, that it is being revealed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray that every power, every force that is operating in the darkness against our families, my family, their families, that it is revealed in the name of Jesus Christ. None of them will go past 12 o'clock tonight. Tonight is the last day. Tonight we declare is the last day of any evil operation, any covert operation of the devil in our lives, it's over. Any undercover operation in our life is over. It will not go beyond 12 o'clock tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Nothing will go. Today is the deadline. Today is the deadline. Pray, 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 pray. Speak, say it. Tonight is the deadline. Tonight is the deadline. No spirit will go past midnight tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow on the 18th of November, it's a day of celebration. Declare that that day is a beautiful day for you. Yes, whatever must stop and finish, whatever mission that has been operating for years and years and years in your life, tonight let us pray that nothing goes beyond 12 o'clock tonight. Nothing whatsoever. Let there be great slaughter. Let there be great slaughter. Great slaughter. Yes. Let's pray. Just as you see the Israelites, the way they're destroying Palestine, let it be so with anything that is not supposed to be in your life. Any trespasser, let it be demolished. Let it be crushed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be great slaughter tonight. Let there be great slaughter tonight. Pray, 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 pray. Declare it. That it shall be bloody tonight. It shall be bloody. It shall be bloody. It shall be bloody tonight. Tonight is tonight. It shall be bloody. Left, right, and center. Nothing foreign is going to pass tonight. Any illegal settler, any trespasser. Yes. Let there be great slaughter. Let there be great slaughter indeed, Lord, as you have shown us, that there shall be great slaughter. There shall be shooting. There shall be explosions. Tonight is there's nothing that will remain standing. It shall be bloody. Pray, pray, declare it. It shall be bloody. It shall be bloody. Tonight is tonight. It is gonna be bloody. Nothing is gonna remain standing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Nothing whatsoever we declare of the devil that will go beyond tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Indeed, no man, I declare, shall stand before you all the days of your life. Let's pray this prayer. Oh Lord, disclose the identities of those who have been tormenting my life. Pray, pray that, oh Lord, disclose the identities of those that have been tormenting my life. Pray, 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 oh Lord, disclose the identities of those that have been tormenting my life, those that have been giving me a hard time, those that have been responsible for all the chaos in my life, for all the frustration in my life. Let us pray now. Lord God Almighty, reveal them. Let it be known who they are. Let them be embarrassed and ashamed in the name of Jesus. Let everybody know that these are evil people. Let everybody know. Let it be known. Let it be seen everywhere that indeed these are evil people. Agents of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray, 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 pray that all the identity of your tormentors must be revealed tonight. The identities of your tormentors must be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Pray, Father, arise and descend on any demonic agent, declaring victory over my life, celebrating over my life, patting themselves on the shoulder over my life, celebrating my failures, my hardships, my lack of progress, my limitations, my struggles. Lord, O God Almighty, arise and descend like a ton of bricks upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the name, descend upon my foes, my enemies tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Declare that every trouble that has entered my life through sinfulness, disobedience, theft, envy, hatred, jealousy, go in the name of Jesus. Every trouble that has come because there's something wrong that I had done, tonight, announce it, that you have been cleansed with the blood of Jesus, that your sins have been forgiven, that God has blotted your sins away as far as the east is from the west, north from the south. He has taken away your sins. There can therefore be no more condemnation. There can therefore be no more claims upon your life by any evil powers. Declare it tonight that any trouble, anything that wanted to claim that it had legal rights, they are all taken away because you have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Your sins have been forgiven. Your sins have been forgiven. Your sins have been forgiven. Pray, 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 pray. No evil, no hardship, no trouble has the right to follow you from today. No frustration, no bad luck, no disappointments, no sickness. Any trouble that has been lingering around because of some wrongdoing on our side. Tonight we declare it. We declare tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I've been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing can claim anything from me. I have been made pure and righteous before God. No trouble can claim that it has the right to be in my life anymore. Your sickness, your frustration, your disappointment, your lack. Yes. Your delay. Tonight, you must leave. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray, pray, pray. Command it to go. Command it, command it. Command it, command it to go. Command this trouble to leave your life. Tell this trouble, your trouble, leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to the trouble. Every trouble that has been following you, every disaster, whatever it is, command it to leave your, command it to leave your life, command it, speak to this trouble, never again come into my life, you trouble,
You are not coming back in my life. Your trouble that have been following me, your trouble and all that you have caused in my life, I declare an end to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I take the rights from you to follow me. You therefore have got no rights, no legal rights anymore. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Pray that the strength of the Lord will lift you up from the level where you are to a new level. There's a level that we've been, you have been, I have been, the church has been, and everybody else has been for a while, for some time. It's now time to be lifted to the new level. Let us pray for this, for a new level. Pray for a new level. Your next level has been waiting. Oh, I pray that one level is going to be followed by another shortly. One level after another. Pray, 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 pray. Lord, lift me up. Lift me up by your angel, by the Spirit and his power. Lift me up. Lift me up to a new level. Lift me up. 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 Lift me up, Lord. Lift me to a new level. Lift me to a new level. Lift me to a new level. Lift me up, oh, by your great power, Lord. Take me from where I am and put me to a new level. Lift me. Lift me, Lord. Pray, 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 pray. Pray that the Lord will lift you. Lift me to a new level. Lift me, Lord, lift me. Lift me to a new level. Pray that the Lord will lift you to a new level. Lift me, Lord. Lift me, lift me. Lift me to a whole new level. Oh, Lord, pray, 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 pray to be lifted to a new level. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be lifted to the whole new level. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, let's pray that the titles that the devil has put on you through evil agents, yes, what are these labels? That you are a failure, that you are a divorcee, yes. Whatever. You are a sickly person. Whatever label. Whatever label. Yes. Whatever label that the enemy has put on you. Unemployed. It's a label. Unemployed. It's a label. Yes. Divorcee is a label. Sickness, sick label. You're sick, it's a label. Whatever label that the devil has put on your life through some evil agents, that they have spoken that you are a failure, it's a label. All these labels, all these labels, all these labels, they are going to be turned into something opposite, except that, opposite. So let us speak it, that every negative label that the enemy has put upon your life, there is the opposite of that label. Declare that it has been turned to that one. Yes, it's turning. Pray that the Lord is turning it. Pray, 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 Lord, every negative label that the enemy has put upon my life, any negative label that has been speaking upon my life, I turn it, Lord, by your grace. Let it be turned into something good. The opposite of what they call me. For my enemies don't bless me, they curse me with their labels. Lord, I pray that every label must be turned into a good name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of, I'm not what my enemy believes me to be. I'm not what my enemy says I am. Said. I'm not what the evil people say I am. I am the opposite. Lord God Almighty, let whatever thing they call me be turned into something good. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Let us pray that our adversaries from tonight, they will not find peace. In fact, by midnight tonight, let's declare that everything that was stolen will be surrendered by midnight. In the mighty, pray. We're not joking tonight. Not joking. Tonight, 12 o'clock's deadline to return. Let us say, tonight is the deadline to return. Every stolen good, whatever the enemy has been enjoying that does not belong to him. Pray. Declare to that tonight is tonight. Tonight is the deadline, is the D-Day. Return everything that belongs to me tonight. Pray. We are agreeing tonight, yes, as many as we are, that whatever has been taken from this group. So when I'm praying for you, you are praying for me, we're praying for the other one, we're praying for each other, that from this group, whatever has been taken, it must be brought back tonight by 12 o'clock in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever. Oh, Lord, we pray. Deadline tonight, 12 o'clock, we speak it right now. That there is no more waiting beyond 12 o'clock tonight. We pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, by midnight tonight, what is stolen from us, whether it's peace, whatever it is, whether it's progress, yes, whether it's blessing, whether it's comfort, Lord God Almighty, we pray tonight, 12 o'clock, every stolen good, any power that sits right now with something that they know does not belong to them. It belongs to one of us. Right now, Lord, release your angels to go and find it and bring it tonight by 12 o'clock in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every evil hand surrender. Let every evil hand surrender. Let every evil hand surrender what it has with it illegally. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, we pray that every power that has been profiting from you, profiting from your prayers, profiting from your good works, profiting from your hard work, profiting from your good works, profiting from your prayers, profiting from your blessings, whatever authority must be revealed and must, the power must be taken tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, render them powerless and under your feet tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that power is rendered powerless tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, powerless over your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Let's pray that anything that has been rendering whatever effort that you have done in your life useless, powerless, that was devouring and eating every energy. You don't see whatever you have been doing. You don't see progress. Let that thing be roasted by the fire of God. Let that thing be roasted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray tonight. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever power has been holding you down, not to rise, let those evil hands be roasted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever power has been pushing you down so you will not rise, let that power receive the fire of God tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You shall rise. No evil force will hold you down anymore. It is over. It has lost its power. You shall rise beyond imagination. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray that there's no more delay in your life, in my life, and the ministry. Pray, declare that no more delay in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Say, I remove my life from every wicked connection and gathering. Wherever you are being discussed, wherever you are the topic, any connection, evil connection, even though some things you think they are good, you don't even know, groups, may your name be removed from that, because from such, because the Holy Ghost knows who's good and who's bad and who's evil. Pray that your name is being removed. There is a disconnection from anything that has been sucking life out of you, that you are not even aware, that is very close to you, sucking life out of you, sucking life, sucking life, sucking power, causing confusion, causing exhaustion, causing fatigue, causing tiredness, causing diseases. Let there be a disconnection in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, 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 pray that you have been disconnected from such. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray that every force that has been assaulting your anointing, your grace, opportunities, every time you're rising, every time there's a chance for you to do something, it just disappears. It's just squashed. You know, anytime there's something that is, looks like it's going to happen, it just nest. It's an assault. It's an evil assault on progress. It's an evil assault on grace, on anointing. Let that power from wherever location, let it be exposed and let it lose its power tonight. Wherever this attack, whatever these rockets are being launched from, let it be exposed and lose its power in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray that the Lord will make you smarter than those hidden ones. 10 times we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray that the Spirit of God will erase from the opponent's minds, from the enemy's minds, any knowledge regarding your life that they have, they know, and they are using it to attack you. Let them forget about it. Let that knowledge vanished. Let them be confused, like they don't know what's wrong with them. Let that information be removed from such people and those gatherings. In the name of Jesus, whatever information you have shared, whether it's on social media, whether it's confiding in people, yes, trusting evil people, whatever information they have against you that they are using in this evil world against you, let that information be withdrawn and be forgotten in that camp like it never existed. Pray, 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 pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let the fire of God disperse any evil gathering that is blocking and impeding your progress, the realization of your dreams. Let that roadblock, let the roadblock scatter and be dismantled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Curse any demon with a monitoring mission, with a monitoring mandate upon your life. Be confused and blinded. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let that demon be roasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that has been monitoring your whereabouts, what you are doing, the things you think, the thing you are talking, you are discussing. Let that demon lose its power. Let that demon be confused, not even know its name tonight, not even know where it is. Let it get lost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray that every wicked arrow that has been sent to you by your adversary is going back. Every arrow that has ever been sent to you, all those arrows, back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Declare that you liberate your wealth from the hands and the clutches of the envious people. From the hands of the envious people. Yes, whatever they have been holding captive, that belongs to you. Declare it that you liberate it. Declare that I liberate my blessing. I liberate my wealth. I liberate my money. I liberate it from the hands of the devil, from the hands of the evil people, from the hands of the envious people. In the mighty name of, this is my wealth. Declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, claim your wealth, claim it from the fools. From the hands of your foes, from the hands of your enemies, in the mighty name of, grab it. Take it, it is yours, by fire, by force. Take it, it is yours. There's no argument, just take it, grab it. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, grab it. This is yours, stolen goods. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray that God will convert the enemy's pleasure, the enemy's celebration over your life. that tonight, midnight, celebration stops. Pain, anguish, tears are going to be a daily thing upon your enemy. Regrets, pain, anguish, sorrow are going to be daily things upon them. They celebrated too long, but from tonight, 12 o'clock, life changes. Tables are turning. Say, tables are turning. 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 Tonight, 12 o'clock, cut off time. From happiness to sadness. From celebration to mourning. Tonight, 12, midnight. Changeover. It's a changeover. Changeover. Declare it. It's a changeover. Changeover. Those who are that side to be this side, those who are this side, the other side. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare it tonight. Let the enemy's pleasure be converted into anguish tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every enemy's curse on your life, on your destiny, let it be shifted. Let it be moved away from your let your destiny, pray that your destiny is released from the curses of the enemy. Your destiny is rescued from the clutches of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, declare that my destiny is released from the capturers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Declare that you assume power over your current condition. And declare and demand that it must expire. In other words, your current situation, take authority and declare that it's expiring tonight. 12 o'clock, your current, unless you are happy, even if you are happy, there's a better happiness. Even if you are satisfied, there's a better satisfaction than this one. This level must end. There's something better. No matter how satisfied you are, no matter how happy you are, this level is over. We're going to the next one. Take authority over the current condition. Look at your life right now. Just look at it. Just take a moment. Just look at it. It's the condition. Look around. It's the condition of your life right now. Okay? That's the current condition that we are taking authority over that condition. And we declare that you condition, you expire midnight tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you expire tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak it. Look around. Look around. The things that you don't want to see anymore. Things that you want to hear anymore. Things that you, that condition, declare that you are expiring tonight. Midnight. It's over. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Pray and demand that in the name of Jesus Christ, that all the hands that have been covering your blessings, to be lifted. Evil hands. Sometimes the blessings are not stolen. They are just covered. They just, so that nobody can see them, that they are there. Yes. They are there, but just covered. Evil people, evil things. Things happen out there. Let us pray. Let us roast these hands by the fire of God to be lifted from what belongs to you so that you can see it. Everybody can see it, that you are blessed. Everybody can see that you are blessed. You can also see yourself that, oh, I'm blessed. By the fire of God. Evil, ugly hands. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. Off my blessings. Off my blessings. Off my blessings. By the fire of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Evil hands, begin to shine from today. That thing that was covered and nobody could appreciate, because it was covered, the gifting upon our lives, the graces, the everything that God has given us, nobody could see them. Nobody could appreciate them. Why? Because evil hands are covering them. The good things that God has given us, nobody can appreciate them because they are covered by evil hands. The hard work, nobody can see it because it's covered by evil hands. Nobody can appreciate anything because it's covered by evil hands. Evil hands, be lifted! Be lifted! Be lifted! Pray, pray, pray. Evil hands, be lifted off my life. Be lifted off my blessing. Be lifted! Be lifted! Be lifted! In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray that every form of identity, ID documents, certificates, work permits, yes, qualifications, IDs. These are important things that sometimes the devil hold on to them. Visas, passports, because they speak about you. Without them, you can't do nothing. Some people can't find these documents. As I know, even now, people that don't know where these things are, can't find them. Why? Because the enemy knows that without them, your life will be stuck in one place. You can't move anywhere. You can't do anything. Let's pray that those hands of the witches that are holding things like that upon your life, let them be roasted in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray that anyone who's close to you. Yeah. Anyone who's close to you. Anyone who's close to this ministry. That is used by the devil. Let that person expire. Tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let them expire. Let it be finished with them. No more bothered by them, whichever way heavens wants to deal with them. They must just get out of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray. Including anyone who is a willing participant. Yes, with the devil. Also, let them get out of your life. Let them get out of my life. Let it be like I've never known them before. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Let's pray that the Holy Spirit, by a Holy Ghost fire, every wicked trap and network that is set up against you and I will be dismantled. in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft network and traps that have been placed on your way and mine and ministry, let it be dismantled in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the fire of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray that God will link us to godly people. People that will help us in our walk, in our destiny. People who will point us in the right way. Let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray that God will bring you good people. Good people. Good helpers. In whatever area of your life you need help, there shall be a godly help. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray that I shall never again in my life lack any help. My helpers are going to come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Pray that your helpers, never again you shall be stranded alone. That helpers will find you and locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, let's stand against any authority assigned to reduce you, to zero, to make your life zero, like you have never existed, you have never done anything. Let that power with a mandate to reduce you to zero and everything else that you have done in this world, zero. This power to zero your life every time you go to 1, 2, 0, to 1, 2, 3, 5, 5, 0. Keeps turning this knob all the time back to zero. In the mighty name of Jesus, you evil hands turning my clock, my clock back to zero every time. Be lifted, be roasted with the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn my life up in Jesus' mighty name before you go. Turn it back where it's supposed to be in Jesus' name and live my life forever by fire, by Holy Ghost. Angels, make sure that this one never comes back to turn my life back to zero again. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, by the angels of God, make sure he's transported and is escorted to the pit of hell tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, judgment has been released upon this one. My life will never be zeroed again. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Yes, we are about there. Almost done, Bazalane. Hallelujah. Now I want us to declare this now. Say, Lord, where my opponents say I will not go, I will go with ease. Say, Lord, where my opponent said I will not go, I will go with ease. Say, Lord, what my opponent said I cannot do, I will do with ease. Say, oh Lord, what the opponent said I cannot do, I will do with ease. Say, oh Lord, where my opponents said I will not go, I will go with ease. Say, Lord, what my opponents said I cannot do, I will do with ease. Say, oh Lord, what my opponents said I cannot be, I will be with ease. Oh Lord, what my opponent said I cannot achieve, I will achieve with ease. Say, oh Lord, what my opponent said I cannot have, I will have with ease. Say, oh Lord, what my opponent said I can't have, I will have with ease. Say, oh Lord, what my opponent said I cannot achieve, I will achieve with ease. Oh Lord, what my opponents said I cannot achieve, I will achieve with ease. Oh my Lord, what my opponents said I cannot do, that I will do and excel in it. In Jesus' mighty name, let my God receive the glory and the devil be shamed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Bazalani, we have come to the end of our prayers tonight. I believe that it is done. I am looking forward to a new era in my life. Yes. Many of you, all of you, have been removed from certain places and you have been put in some new places. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Let God be God and devil is a liar. Yeah. Yes. We are victorious tonight over our enemies. To God be the glory. Tonight, let us bless God and worship Him for the things that He is doing. He's a faithful God. Father, I pray. Lord, I pray for your safety. I pray, Lord, for grace. I pray for healing. I pray for peace in their homes. I pray for understanding. Spirit of confusion, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of Jesus, spirit of tiredness, exhaustion, it's over with you. It's over with you. Yes, spirit of heaviness, darkness in the homes, you're gone. You're scattered. It's over. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The children of God are rising to be what God has created them to be. To Him and Him alone be the glory. Shalom, Bazalani. Be reminded tomorrow, the ladies' retreat starting at 10, I believe it's 10. Starting at 10. And you will be celebrating tomorrow all the goodness of God upon your lives, your families, and everybody else. To God and Him alone be the glory. Thank you, believers. We love you. May God continue to shelter you and protect you, cover you with His wings and your family. In Jesus' name, amen.